This is the Monicast, all about open source marketing automation with Montic. And here is your host, Hecky Gemble.
There's been tranquility base here. The eagle has landed.
Yeah, the eagle has landed. In this case, the eagle is the certification program.
Yeah. Finally, it's been a long time.
Yeah. And so we're going to talk with Ruth Cheesley about that in the middle of this episode.
Yeah.
Before we go there, we have the usual things to discuss, news in the Mautic versions, news around the Mautic ecosystem and in the community and everything that's relevant.
Oh, well, you could call it the usual.
but that's not a bad thing. Yeah. Okay, why don't we start?
Yeah, I think the most important thing we should actually talk about is the fundraiser situation, right?
Oh, yes. Yeah, we did talk about the need for money like two episodes ago.
Roundabout, yeah.
And that has now condensed into the fundraiser effort of Mautic community. So we need to raise a certain amount of money. I think minimum 40K, goal is 50K.
Something like that, yeah.
This year to close a gap that happened because of some circumstances. That's all described in the fundraiser page and also blog page for that. Currently, I think we're at 13K, so there's a good way to go. And everybody who's using Mautic, maybe makes money off Mautic or uses Mautic for their own business, etc., should absolutely feel obliged to chip in some money too.
Totally agree. Yeah.
Big number of people contributed like $50 or $100, dollar, whatever, Deutschmark. Some organizations contributed like 4-digit numbers of money. I think that's totally appropriate, and we need that or we need both of that to make the progress that we need. So you can feel free to interrupt listening at this point and then go straight to mautic.org/2026-fundraiser or do that later, of course.
And I think you've come back now from opening your wallet and making Mautic go further. I'd say we can talk about the release that happened since the last episode.
First, thank you so much. No, let's talk about the release.
Yeah, the 7.1 release candidate actually got released like one week ago or something like that.
Whatever, yeah.
Yeah, and it does contain a bunch of new features, a bit of bug fixes, a bit of UI changes here and there. And I think one of the, my personal favorite is the consolidation of form types. This was one we actually kicked off in Prague at the sprint last year.
Oh, right.
Thought like, hey, why do we even have two form types? Can we not just put them together, have one? And this is finally the version where we reached that.
So when you click new form, then you just create the new form. No longer have this question whether it's a campaign form or a second form.
Standalone form, but pretty cool. Yeah. Also, I think the marketplace got a bit more features this page and this release. You now have review and rating for the plugins, which is pretty cool.
I have to admit, I have not seen that yet. I think reviews and ratings are a super big deal. And if that's really there, I can't wait.
I got to check for myself too. Also, I think one of our own personal developments got merged into that is displaying plugin versions when looking at your plugins. It now says which version you actually have, which is...
Sounds pretty small. Technically, it also is pretty small, but it's super helpful. Of course, it only works if the version is properly maintained by the maintainer.
Yeah.
If you're in a composer installed, deployed, whatever world, then that's a no-brainer.
Sure, yeah.
In other environments, maybe not so helpful. Yeah, and by the way, the consolidation of forms was also implemented by our team, namely by Patrick. So thanks, Patrick.
Yeah, shout out.
Cool job.
Yeah, I think we got a couple more things when looking at my little list here. I think the NHI filter one is also pretty interesting.
Yeah, right. This is not this non-human interaction thing that we know when we talk about fighting machine clicks in emails, like some security device clicking on links and involuntarily, what's the word, in accidentally clicking unsubscribe links, etc. So that's not about this. It's more about landing pages and bots coming to that landing pages and doing things. But it's a cool thing nonetheless.
Yeah, but pretty important feature. I love to see that some like things like that also make their way into the core.
There's more stuff like on the technical side, like we now have S/MIME email signature. We have on the user interface, user experience, and a lot of refinements. Mm-hmm, Seven did bring a ton of, or a whole new UI anyway, and this now further refinements on that one. We also have like a lot of modernization, of course, new Symfony minor version, now supporting PHP 8.4, etc. A lot of things under the hood, which users don't really care about, but feels good to know. And of course, bug fixes left and right, and it's pretty stable. I mean, it's very stable. It's way more stable than other versions were like 5 point something or 5 RC. But it is still not the LTS, long-term stability or long-term support version. And I think it's important to remind people of that. So there will be a 7.2, there will be a 7.3. No. And only then we have a freeze on features and also a freeze on changes. There's no breaking changes, but there are changes under the hood. For instance, if you are a plugin developer, you may have to adjust your custom code to the changes in 7.1 and 7.2 and 7.3. So it's good to do things early, but you need to be aware that things may change until we reach the stable, long-term stability version 7.3.
Yeah.
And the same is true for users. Things may change, not completely break, but change.
Hopefully.
And we did address that before, that our strategy is to not to use any pre-LTS version in production, unless there's a good reason. There can always be a good reason for that.
Yeah. Right. So we're waiting for the 7.3 release, and when we're talking about...
Let's start with 7.1.
Yeah, but for our own custom development.
Sorry.
But that's not the only release we had, the 7.1 release candidate. We also had a bunch of security releases for Mordic 4.2.7, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So we fixed all our own Mordic, or usually Mordic 5. We have all them pumped up to Mordic 5.2.10 now. And you out there should do the same, rather from 7 down to 5. And even if you're still running 4 and you are running security risk because you might not have ELTS, think about it. They're still coming out security fixes here and there. And it's really important to stay secure, right?
Yeah, we were handling personal data in masses. So there's no excuse for not doing security updates.
Yeah. Totally agree.
Yeah. Okay, next up. In the ecosystem, there was a big surprise when our friends at Torn Media down under in Australia just dropped a new media manager, or at least a video about a new media manager. So the thing where you organize your images, typically, maybe other things, and use them for emails and landing pages. The old media manager, it was there. There were also some improvements, like, yay, we have subfolders.
Yeah.
But other than that, still looks really aged and really clunky. Mm-hmm. And this one is the complete difference.
Yeah.
The complete opposite. It is good looking, but also brings a ton of features. And I know you tried it a lot.
Yeah, I mean, the feel of it, it's compared to the L Finder, for example, which has been in the core for quite a while now. It just offers so much, just features that you would love to have in a media image for a media manager. That's the word. For example, you can crop your images. It offers, when you upload an image, it also offers resizing. It automatically creates a variant of smaller images of what you've uploaded. You can tag images. You have a better search for the images you've tagged. You have folders and even dynamic folders where you can say, hey, all my images tagged with tag XYZ should appear here. Mm. So it just feels very natural and flowy, and it's not so clunky. And you also can upload your pictures from the menu. So there's a new menu item for it. Mm. And when you open your email in the Grapes.js builder, for example, and click on an image, you now have a new model for the builder you've just installed and can click, drag and drop your images from there. So it just feels very, complete. Yeah. In comparison to what we now have.
It's super crazy because it has so many features. You can even edit your images and put text on it and all. But I think to me, one of the big game changers is A, the cropping, and B, the resizing. Mm-hmm. Because we all know the situations where user upload their 5 megabyte photos and then
you 5 email. Gigabyte will also be a problem.
Maybe. Yeah. No, but also you don't want a 5 megabyte photo in your email.
Yeah.
And so you can now say, okay, this is the pixel size that I want here. So scale it down to exactly that size and you only have like 120K maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, big props to Dwayne. Again, it's not yet public. I'm not sure about his plans about making this public, but I totally hope it's going to be soon and we find a good solution.
Oh, one thing we didn't mention is the version it's actually compatible with, because in the forum thread where he posted the video, it stated it's working for Modic 7, but I've tested for Modic 7, 6, and 5, and they were all compatible. So
yeah,
really looking forward to that.
And in Composer JSON, it says 5 to 7.
Yeah.
Incredible stuff. Yeah. Hmm. What else? There was a new webhook receiver, so this little thing that allows bounce handling through the modern way for SendGrid. So people who use SendGrid for sending out their emails, they can now receive all the bounce information from this email provider and let that go to the Mautic system.
No.
That is something we have in other places as well, like Amazon SAS or Mailjet. And that's, of course, really important. The traditional way of doing that is send bounces to an email folder. We check that email folder frequently and then turn that into do not contact information. We also have like internally a webhook receiver for another email provider called Scaleway. That's one of those European folks. Mm-hmm. So when you, we have this thing of GDPR. People don't want to send through US or non-European entities. So Scaleway is a French provider, I guess. Yeah, it's French. And we have a webhook receiver custom for them. In the end, we are at a point where we think, there must be a better thing than reinventing the wheel time and again. So this is wishful thinking, maybe, or maybe somebody sometime picks up this ball and just creates it. But it would be great if we had a single webhook receiver that can be just customized or configured to receive the webhook the way it comes from provider XYZ.
Yeah,
maps it to the right things that we need in the Mautic do not contact table, and be happy and be super flexible.
Yeah, it would be great to have like one common plugin, which just plug and play, and you don't have one plugin for each possible
provider. Or no plugin, right?
Or no plugin would be even better.
Yeah. I mean, but it means there's so many email providers that we don't support with the webhook receiver.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll see. So if somebody's interested, we can certainly discuss the details
Yeah, sure. Yeah,
or if somebody wants to sponsor that, well, that
we will, we're very happy to do it.
Let us know.
Yeah. I think not everybody just uses MailJet or Amazon SES. I think there's also the need for, like, when you have your self-hosted environment.
Oh, there's a growing need, of course, because even better than using European instead of non-European email service providers, if you are a serious hoster yourself, then you could also think about serious email sending.
True, yeah.
Through whatever, if you're talking about low numbers, that doesn't have to be a big deal. If you talk about millions per day, you have to put more brain into that, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
But it's a good thing, and we have very good experience with that.
Yeah, I totally agree. But like, there's more to that, right? Like categorization of bounces, handling of that, etc.
Yeah, well, first of all, this good old traditional way of IMAP, that does have categorization of bounces. So if you see this pattern, SMTP code, and these words, etc., then we know this is soft bounce, or it's a hard bounce, or something else like spam detection.
Yeah,
that's important to understand or to interpret whatever comes back from these non-standard messages from email providers. But so we can do that for IMAP. We could use IMAP for it, but it is a pain. And the better way is to use webhooks for that ourselves. So just let the bounces go to a certain email receiver, MX, and have some piece of software that turns that into a webhook and sends it into our Mautic system, just like the commercial email providers do.
Yeah, exactly.
And be very powerful and direct there. The other thing is, of course, okay, this nice categorization that works for IMAP already. We would have to hook that into this process as well. But okay, I think it's a picture forming there, and would take Mautic to another level in terms of autonomous email sending
if we
had all that. Okay, well, that's nice ideas and a lot of room for contribution there.
Yeah, I totally agree. Talking about contribution, and there's one thing I've came across in the forums, which was pretty funny to think about. Somebody stated that they're looking for a solution to size down their email stats table, because usually when you're hosting Mautic or caring for a system, that's one of the tables that tends to blow up in size, like immensely. And he was talking about removing the tokens from each email stat entry.
Yeah, it was actually a feature wish, right?
It was a feature wish?
Yeah.
Oh, then it was a feature wish. But we do have a plugin in hand for that, exactly. Our housekeeping plugin, I think we've talked about it about 20 times already, at least.
Obviously not frequently enough.
Yeah, that's also compatible with Mautic 7 down to Mautic 5, and it offers just that. You can clean your email stats entries older than X days or whatever, but you can also just clean out those tokens. So this is the friendly reminder, if you're out there having issues housekeeping your Mautic, we do have a plugin that works pretty good. It comes with frequent updates. For example, the last bigger change we implemented, or the last feature, better said, is that you can now optimize your tables using that, using our plugin, which also comes in pretty handy.
Yeah. Now, just to be clear, it's not, you just said, it's just that. It's a ton of things. Everything that's not done by the housekeeping that comes with Mautic Core, because in the core there's some cleanup as well. But there's a ton of things in this plugin, and of course it's free in GitHub.
Go download it. It's good. Housekeep your Mautic.
Go to the show notes. And you know what, Leon? I think what we're talking here is real hardcore stuff today. Yeah. It's all nerd talk.
Very nerdy.
And we definitely need to get back to more marketing-oriented content. There's so much of that out there. And maybe we should have like little category or something to make sure we have some valuable marketing tips or how to use Mautic on the user level. Yeah. not only the new features, but just plain old Mautic, but get the best out of that. Like we had a workshop yesterday with a client.
Yeah, right.
Where we discussed marketing strategy, a little bit top down, but really brief in that case. And then pretty quickly focused into one certain flow, which had to do with scoring, etc., and certain action items, but also developing score model and weighting the signals that we do into the score, and it use point insight or point groups, point insights, and all that to really use scoring in practical life. And they were super happy. And I think that's the kind of content that might also be nice.
Yeah, yeah. We should put it on a list. And
yeah, or maybe make a focus episode on that. We'll see. Okay. Okay, that's a promise. We do more of that.
Sure.
And then I wanted to give a shout out to the people who are maintaining the documentation. And they have a new version of the documentation, of course. And they're still looking for volunteers to make sure nothing is left in the old documentation, which is still around, of course, and it's all well represented in the new documentation. So we'll also put a link to the show notes to that call for volunteers, and it's something that everybody can easily do. You don't have to know every piece of content in that, just to make sure that nothing is left out.
Mm-hmm.
If you need people to help you understand whether this is left out intentionally or not, yeah, that's also organized. The great thing is that's a perfect way to learn Mautic, to learn things that you never knew about Mautic.
Yeah, I totally agree. Yeah. I mean, from personal experience and the former being the team education lead, right, which mainly cares for documentation, I just can't say from my point of view, everybody loves a good documentation, but it needs people to write that too.
Yeah.
And it's, I mean, everybody who's out there saying, oh, this is missing from documentation, or why is this not updated, or why is this the way?
You're welcome.
You're very welcome to also contribute and make the world a better place in the documentation. No,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. Ooh, okay. I think that's a nice sequel from learning from documentation over to proving what you learned through certification. And here we go with the interview. It is, of course, with Ruth Cheesley, who is our project lead in the Mautic project and was also very much involved in this effort to get the certification started and eventually landed. Okay, so to tell us all about the new certification, I have the pleasure to welcome Ruth to the show, to welcome her back to the show and tell us what we need to know. Hello, Ruth. Welcome.
Hello, thank you for having me back, Eki.
Hey, always a pleasure. it took a couple of months in the beginnings. I was a little bit involved and have to admit I am not totally up to date what it is today. So I'm excited myself and maybe you can give us some baseline. What is this certification? Who is it good for? Why should I take it?
Yeah, sure. So this is something that we've been wanting to introduce in Mautic for many years. I've had lots of conversations with people who've asked about this. And the idea is that there will be a standard at which we can say this person is competent at doing something with Mautic. And when we put this together, we decided there would be three core areas that we wanted to focus on. So one would be developers, one would be marketers who are using Mautic, and the other would be integrators who are putting Mautic systems together and plumbing them all together with other systems. So those are the three areas that you're going to be able to be certified in and demonstrate that you meet a particular standard that Mautic considers as being the standard for that kind of job role. So that's what we're introducing, and we're starting off with the developer track, and then we will add the other tracks going forwards.
Okay, so we expect that to be live any day now. I mean, we're recording mid-March, so no exact date, but high hopes, yes?
Yeah. So we're planning to launch mid-March with the developer track, as I mentioned. Mm-hmm. We've been working with Accelerant on this. So they're the partner who we selected as a result of the request for proposals that we put out. And so we've been working really closely together to bring this into being, really, working with an online proctoring tool called Exam Online. So yeah, assuming everything goes well and everything goes smoothly, by the time this releases, hopefully we will actually be live, which is very exciting.
So to help me better understand what it is like, or starting with why should I, if I were a developer, would I want to take this exam?
Yeah, I mean, I think whenever you take an exam, there is obviously a process you need to go through to make sure that you don't have any gaps in your knowledge. And we have a really thorough curriculum that takes you through all of the things that you need to know. So I believe, like, as a developer, if I was working with Mautic, firstly, this would actually challenge me to make sure that I do know all of these things. But also from a professional standpoint, it adds a bit of kudos to your profile if you can say, I am a Mautic 6 a qualified developer, for example. You know, people then understand that you've met that level of expertise, you've done the exam, you've passed the exam. So I think that's important. And also, by taking the exam, you pay a bit of money to take the exam, you're supporting the Mautic project, because a percentage of that comes back to the Mautic project as well. So there is also that kind of side of things.
Okay, that's also nice. From my egoistic perspective, as part of a company, I have a feeling that I also want my developers to take that exam, because it not, for one thing, it completes their education. It might make close a lot of gaps and may force them to learn things that they did successfully work around in the past. The other is that for us at the company, of course, it's an important demonstration of our qualification. And the other way around, if I hire a freelancer, I will also ask them going forward, like what's your certification level?
No. Yeah, I think that's really important. And in the future, I could see, you know, potentially when people are putting out tenders, that they would expect the people working on the project to be certified, because it gives them that level of assurance that that person has actually met that standard and does know what they're talking about. And certainly we've seen that in other open source communities who have certification programs, that they do put that in as a requirement, for example, in tenders and RFPs. So yeah, I think that will also, yeah.
Yeah, so the company, in this tender, or every company has to have at least 3 certified developers and 1 certified integrator, something like that, right? Yeah, I've seen that a lot.
Yeah, because it gives you that level of confidence that people are actually, you know, they do actually have that standard of knowledge.
Oh, cool. No, it's good. And you did bring up the curriculum, and I did see it, and I was pretty much blown away. It's a very, very in-depth thing. It explains the whole process, but it also gives a lot of details in all those whatever 55 areas of question that you have. No, it's not really 55. So maybe that's a public resource, right?
Yeah, that's a public resource. It's a PDF, which we will update over time if the curriculum changes, or if there's small changes we need to make, for example, based on feedback. It's around, in terms of what we cover, around 10% is setup and configuration, around 30% on this exam is advanced coding integration, 30% is around configuration for performance, particularly because that's a big thing with Mautic, and then 30% is scenario-based questions, so like real-world problem-solving, debugging, case studies, that kind of thing. So it does have different kinds of questions. And it covers everything from the basics of like how you write plugins, how you use the API, how to build your own API endpoints. So it is quite rigorous. Mm. We don't provide the actual training for that certification. We've given that as an opportunity for the community if people want to develop training targeted at this. Mm. But we do give, like you said, a very thorough overview of what topics are going to be covered and links to resources for those particular areas so that people can find what they need to learn.
Yeah, I would expect that over time there will actually be training providers that train towards this very certification. Should they contact anybody if they aim to do that, or just take the curriculum and do their best, or what's your recommendation?
Yeah, I think I would say it would be really helpful to know if you are planning on developing some training for the certification. It would be really great for you to become a member of Mautic as well if you're going to do that, just to support Mautic through the income that you make through that training. But there's no formal requirement to actually request, can I make some training for this? We haven't set that up, so it's open.
Rather think the other way around. Is there any, would you give them any assistance?
Yeah. I mean, if the training is of good quality and good standard, then it's definitely something we would be willing to promote if they're a member of Mautic, for sure.
Cool. Very nice. Yeah. Okay. Now, what if a new Mautic release comes out?
Yeah, so it takes quite a lot of effort to put these certifications together. We have a huge bank of questions and answers. We have to have testers who review those to make sure they're accurate. So what we have decided to do with Mautic is we will release a new version of the certification when we go into long-term support with a new version of Mautic. Mm-hmm. So what that means is that all the features have been stabilized. There's not going to be any more features. So when we create the questions, we know that we're developing the questions on a stable base. So when you take the examination, you'll be a Mautic 6 qualified developer, for example. And then when Mautic 7 long-term support comes out, then we'll have a version for Mautic 7. When Mautic 8 long-term support comes out, there'll be a new version for Mautic 8, which is quite relevant because for developers, the code does change quite a bit between major versions. Mm. But also for marketers, there's entire new features that we need to make sure that we're covering.
Okay. So the Mautic 6 certification does not expire? Other than Mautic 6 is eventually obsolete. Yeah,
that's right. We decided not to have like a 1 year expiration or anything like that. We thought it was actually better for our users and better for Mautic if it was just that you're certified in that major release.
No, I love that. Very good.
Yeah.
Okay. And finally, what price point are we talking about?
So the base price is $150, but we're using the pro rating that we use everywhere else in Mautic to apply the Big Mac index to that. So it will go down proportionately based on the country in which you're based. And we're going to have a launch offer for the developer certification of $129. So it will be slightly cheaper if you take it in the first 2 to 3 months after we release the certification, like an early bird, if you like.
Okay, so I guess we'll put the link to the curriculum, but also to the launch offer into the show notes. And
Sure.
I would encourage everybody to give it a try really soon. And I think the price point is super attractive. And definitely we'll do it here with our developers, and I can't wait for the integrator track to come to become available as well. I have to say, I'm a big fan of this. When about a year ago, this took off, and Accelerant was chosen as our partner, and so I was very skeptical that this will take less than 12 months, and now we're here, and it's a big deal. I'm impressed. I'm blown away, and I want to say thank you to you personally, because I know you have been involved a lot, but also to everybody else involved there.
Yeah, I definitely would say a big shout out to the team at Accelerant, particularly Jitesh, Anam, and Pratik from Accelerant. They've been doing a massive amount of work behind the scenes, and often we don't see that amount of work that's happening. So big thank you, to everyone in the working group and all our testers as well. You know, the people who said that they'd be willing to review the questions, give feedback on the answers, and make sure they're actually appropriate answers to the questions that a developer would answer, because that's a huge amount of work as well. And they've done that as volunteers, which has been hugely appreciated. They're the people who get to be like number one, number two, number three on the exams. So the first few people to take the exams, because obviously they've seen all the questions. So.
No, yeah. But that's a fair deal, that if you put in all the work, you are, I don't know, are you automatically certified? Or
Yeah, basically, yeah, they get like 001. I know I was talking to some developers at the Mautic World Conference and they were like, oh, I want to be the first person to sit the exam. And I'm like, sorry, you won't get number one certificate. Yeah,
maybe number seven, then you're 007.
Maybe 007.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay. Very, very good. Anything else?
No, I don't think so. As I say, we'll be launching with a developer qualification, and pretty soon after that, we will be launching the marketer and the integrator qualifications. We are always up for people who want to help us with reviewing those questions. Like I mentioned, we have a small batch of people who've signed up to do the marketer one, but we will need people to help with the integrator one.
Oh.
So if you are in that category, like you're doing integrations and stuff, and you'd like to volunteer some time, that would be a really great way to contribute to Mautic.
Cool. Yeah. And I would like to add that in the beginning, there will still be questions that do not work out very well. And so if you are taking the exam and are not happy with some of the questions, feel free to give us the feedback as well, because we want to learn from your feedback, or I guess the working group will want to learn from your feedback. That's totally natural. Don't be annoyed. We're going to get better over time.
Yeah, I mean, we have done quite a thorough review. We've had three people review every question. But yeah, we have a help desk, which we can put the notes in the show notes as well, where if people are having problems with registering or with paying, or they've found a question that they don't think was answered right, you can submit that and give us feedback, which is going to be acted on pretty swiftly. So yeah, thanks for mentioning that. Yeah.
Yeah. Very good. Okay. Goody. Yeah, I can't wait. And especially if integrator comes up soon, then I'm in line.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you so much for your time, Ruth.
You're welcome.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, I'm also quite looking forward to the certification. Eki, are you going to try it?
Maybe not the developer certification, but definitely the integrator, which is up to be launched next. And to be honest, the questions are a big deal of documentation. Certification, but everything around it, all the technical process and the organizational processes, etc., those were the bigger deal for a developer, and that's of course the very same for the other, like integrator and editor certification. So that's all in place. We now only have to care about the questions.
Yeah, we'll get it sorted out.
Yeah,
I'd say. We send our own devs to the certification, and then we report next episode about how it went.
Yeah, maybe we can do a little interview or testimonial with Jonas, for instance.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Cool. Let's quickly touch some community things.
Yeah, let's go.
Just a little pointer to the Tell Us Your Favorite Feature initiative. There's a call for people who want to highlight something in Mautic, like I did, for instance, for doing smart things with dynamic content and specifically with dynamic web content. And so this thing is obviously used for highlighting these things in the Mautic website or wherever.
Yeah, cool.
And pointing people to things and making clear how valuable things are. So if there's a thing in Mautic or a way to use Mautic or one of Mautic's features that you are specifically fond of or proud of or whatever, just fill in this little form and we'll all appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Yeah, cool. Talking about things to appreciate, there's been a new report, the year in review now for 2025 too, which is like a yearly roundup, wrap up, and it's really rough to read every year. Like, I mean, it's there once a year, but it's really giving you like a nice feedback overview over the last 12 months.
Little side note, a little shout out to our friends at Friendly in Switzerland, who also do this open starter reporting and year in review. And they had a very nice mention of us, the Leuchtfeuer team, and even a photo of the together that we did. So thanks for that, and a lot of love to Switzerland.
Oh, really cool. I greatly remember them being here.
Then looking into the future and far future, November of this year, that's when Mautic World Conference 2026 is coming back to London, and the early bird is now open. So if you already know you want to go there, this is your time to grab your ticket for a much better rate. And we'll link to that in the show notes as well. It's mauticon.mautic.org.
Yeah, and just not looking to the future, but also back to the last Mauticon. The videos of the last Mauticon 2025 are now slowly but surely coming onto YouTube. So there will be a link in the show notes pointing to the playlist. And I think on a weekly basis, there will be coming more and more videos.
No, even more frequently. It's okay. Like drip.
Drip. Okay, then on a daily basis, you will get new content and very valuable talks from the Mautic 25.
Okay.
Check it out.
So from looking to future and past and to make your head spin even more, I want to get back to the start of this episode. And remind everybody once again of the fundraiser. It's super important. So do the best that you can and give some money for this really good cause and the community and the product that we all love.
Exactly.
Yeah. Make it better or help others making it better.
Make it happen.
Okay. Thanks everybody for today. Talk to you soon and stay safe. Thank you.
Bye-bye.